The challenge remains. On one side, there are formidable forces, money, political power, the major media. On our side, there are the people of the world and a power greater than money or weapons, the truth. Truth has a power of its own. Art has a power of its own. That age-old lesson that everything we do matters is the meaning of the people's struggle here and everywhere. A poem can inspire a movement. A pamphlet can spark a revolution. Civil disobedience can arouse people and provoke us to think. When we organize with one another, when we get involved, when we stand up and speak out together, we can create a power no government can suppress. We live in a beautiful country, but people who have no respect for human life, freedom, or justice have taken it over. It's now up to all of us to take it back. And that was said by Howard Zinn and was taken from a book entitled A Power Governments Cannot Suppress. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Have you ever wondered why your life is such a struggle? Have you ever wondered why you have so many bills these days? Why it's so much harder to pay your rates and to keep your head above the waters of ever-increasing debt that our societies seem to be enslaved to? Have you ever wondered why you pay more for services now and yet you receive services that are far lower in standard than what you used to receive? Have you ever really stepped back and looked at the system? Because when you do, folks, it becomes very apparent that the people of this country and of all countries are being scammed. They're being dispossessed, and it's happening in the most insidious of ways. And I'd like to attempt to explain this to you a little bit today, a little bit about how this works. Now, as hard as it may be for many people in Western society to admit, and as much as many people may wish to hide from the fact, the truth is that our governments are stealing from us, ladies and gentlemen. They are quite purposefully and quite illegally stealing not only the wealth, but also the blood, the sweat, and the very lives of each individual. And they are stripping each country bare of their resources. They're doing it district by district, suburb by suburb, household by household. They are in the process right now of dispossessing all the people of the earth and locking the entire Western world down into a very meticulously planned, methodically constructed, and covertly executed control grid. They are also doing similar things in countries that may not be classed as the Western world, but they're just not as quite as advanced as what they are in the West. And the way they're doing this, folks, the way they are performing this theft over the people of your nation, of my nation, is via the art of deception and some very clever sleight of hand. You see, what we believe to be government is actually not. And what we find there instead is a corporation that is masquerading as government. Now, I can only really speak for Australia, but I can guarantee that this is the way it also is in the United States. It's the way it is in Britain. It's the way it is in all countries that have been westernized. You'll find that all of these governments are, in fact, corporations. And what these corporations are engaged in is extortion and theft of wealth and resources via a very clever system of human trafficking, people farming. And this can be easily confirmed by anybody who takes the time to look. But the thing is, folks, that this situation can be rectified if the people that are being farmed simply pay attention. And what I intend to do for you today is offer you an explanation on what the government hierarchy is and offer suggestions to you as to how to deal with this hierarchy, how to deal with this situation and how to escape the clutches of this corporate system. And we have to start doing this, folks, because what's happening in the world today with the destruction of the water table and the austerity measures and the way people are being squeezed out of accommodation and squeezed off their land, we cannot let this continue. We have to take the matter in hand. And there's no good attempting to operate within the parameters provided for us by those people whom are currently masquerading as government, because their parameters are corrupt. Their parameters are designed to not help you, but to help government, to protect government at the expense of the population. That's the way the system is designed. And they feed it to you and they tell you that it is law, but actually it is not. It's simply corporate regulations. That's all it is. And none of it applies to you. And there is a way through this, and there is a way through the haze, but we have to take the matter in hand, folks. The gloves have to come off. This has to be the year that the human race stands up and says enough is enough. And I'm going to start doing it everywhere I go, and I encourage other people to do the same. And they're doing it. People are doing it around the country. In fact, next week I plan to have on a lady from Victoria who is taking on the council in a certain municipality down there, and I'll wait until she comes on to tell you about it, but the stand she is making is a fantastic stand, and it's also providing a template that can be used not only in this country, but in every country. You see, you can get these people to expose themselves, folks, if you simply ask the right questions. And this is the year we have to do it, because if we don't stand up and take responsibility for ourselves, start holding our public trustees accountable for their actions, and start showing a little backbone and reining these governments in and putting humanity and mankind back on the top of the food chain, then we're going to lose this planet, folks. We're going to lose this planet, and not only that, but we're going to get locked down into a control grid, and this is coming. And the people have to wake up, and the police have to wake up, because we are going to need the police in this fight, because we are going to need the police to go and arrest those imposters currently masquerading as the Australian government. Every single one of them, folks, from the lowest council member right up to the Prime Minister. And I believe the matter has to be dealt with this year, and it can only be dealt with by the people. And really all that's needed for the people to deal with it is a simple understanding of what this system is and how this system works. A simple understanding of how they are being fooled and how they are being stolen from. Because it is happening to every single person in this country, including the police. And so there's no reason why the police should stand against any of this, because it concerns them just as much as it concerns everybody else. And if we are going to have a country, we need to pay attention. Now what we've got here in Australia, folks, is we've got a corporate system, a corporation that is masquerading as the Australian government, but really it's not. And what we're seeing is a tightening and a consolidation of this corporation. We're seeing systems that are being put in place in regarding local councils that are basically transferring power to local councils, making state government and national government even irrelevant. And this is a very dangerous situation as well, because this is a methodology that is being used to strip the wealth of the nation suburb by suburb. Now, the law of Australia is defined by the Australian Constitution. I mean, that's if we really want to get into law, folks. Personally, I even think the Constitution's fiction. I think all of it is fiction. I think that everything below man is a creation of man, and thus it is all fiction. But there are people who wish to work within the parameters of law and who seem to be unable to know who they are or be able to free themselves unless they look at things from a legal and lawful perspective. So that's what I'm attempting to demonstrate here. And look, I mean no disrespect with that, and I hope it didn't come across as sounding condescending. It's just that people tend to think this way. They're unable to free themselves unless they're able to place it on a legal platform. And they do this because they've been trained to do this. So it's quite understandable that many people think this way. And that's what I was trying to say. As I said, I don't mean to be condescending, I don't mean to be rude, but it's just not the way I think. I think in a very right-brained way, but this is the way people have been trained to think, and so that's the approach that I'm going to use in addressing this topic for you today. So getting back to my point, the Australian government is defined by the Constitution of Australia, and such government is known as the government of the Commonwealth. That is the legitimate Australian government. But what we have when we get letters in the mail is we get letters from this entity that calls itself the Commonwealth of Australia. So what is the Commonwealth of Australia? Is the Commonwealth of Australia the government of the Commonwealth? If so, then why does it have not only a different name, but also a different logo? Because the government of the Commonwealth is defined by the crest which displays the lion and the unicorn, whereas the Commonwealth of Australia has a crest that displays the kangaroo and the emu. And this is a corporate logo, folks. It's a trademark. That's the thing. Now, this might seem like a small issue to you folks, but think about it. This is a very, very important thing. The name of your government is a very important thing. And if the government was to change names from the government of the Commonwealth to the Commonwealth of Australia, the only way that name change could be carried out would be through a referendum. So if you're listening to this and you're an Australian citizen, I would ask you, do you remember there ever being a referendum where we decided to change the name of the government from the government of the Commonwealth to the Commonwealth of Australia? And what happens when you look up the Commonwealth of Australia? What you find is that the Commonwealth of Australia is a private corporation registered with the Securities Exchange Commission in Washington, D.C., and it has an ABN number of 12210416. And it's registered there, folks. It has an SEC entity name, the Commonwealth of Australia. It has an SEC central index key. It has an SEC standard industrial code. And it has a business address of 1601 Massachusetts Avenue, NW, Washington, D.C., 20036. And this company also has subsidiary companies. These subsidiary companies being the State of New South Wales, ABN 066561153, the State of Victoria, ABN 054558619, the State of Queensland, ABN 066102930, the State of South Australia, ABN 050208921, the State of Western Australia, ABN 07252608. The State of Tasmania, ABN 05320138. And the Trustees of the Northern Territory Government, ABN 09059854. That is what we have in Australia, folks. That is what this system is. That is what the entity posing as the government is. And that is what the states that are subsidiary companies beneath this entity are. They're all businesses, folks. They all have ABNs. And the same will be found for your local council in whatever area you are in. If you go to your local council's website, you will find that your local council has an ABN. Now, why would a government body have an ABN, folks? Now, if the council or the states were actually legitimate government bodies, and even if the Commonwealth of Australia was a legitimate government body, then why would it require an ABN? An ABN is an Australian business number, folks. And the fact that all of these entities have ABNs tells you instantly that these entities are not government. They are private business. They require an ABN because they pay tax to government. Why would your council need an ABN, folks, if it was government? Why would the state need an ABN if it was government? Think about it. Governments collect tax. They don't pay tax, so why would they need an ABN? But they do. They have ABNs. And that is because they are required to pay tax, and this is because they are all private companies, which you, as the peaceful inhabitants of this country, have no affiliation with, nor are you required to pay them any money or follow any of their rules. That is, of course, unless they can show you that you are an employee of their company, or that you have entered into a contract with their company. That's the way it works, folks, and that's even under their legal system.
They're private companies, folks, and everything they hold over you is simply smoke and mirrors. It's fiction. And ultimately, the people who are inflicting their corporate rules upon you are simply people. But not only that, they are people who are breaking the law by enforcing non-existent contracts upon you. And they get away with it simply because they are posing as government and no one ever asks them to identify themselves. They just assume that the fancy suit and the badge is legitimate. So next time you're at something like a coal seam gas rally and the police come up to you and attempt to move you on, ask the police to identify themselves and ask the police, are you here in the capacity of policeman or police officer? If he says he's there as a police officer, ask him who he's representing. If he says he's representing the state of New South Wales, inform him that the only entity you know of, known as the state of New South Wales, is in fact a private corporation. Its ABN is 0665611153, and that you are not, to the best of your knowledge, employed by, affiliated with, or in any other manner contracted to that corporation. And if he is a representative of that organization and he is attempting to enforce any corporate policy upon you, can he please show proof of claim that you are in any way affiliated with that corporation? And inform them that if he chooses to arrest you and interfere with your right of movement or interfere with you in any way, tell him that you will go with him out of fear for your safety, but make it very clear to him that his actions indicate that he is attempting to exercise a right of ownership over you in order to enforce a non-existent contract, and you will be pursuing the matter. Next time your council sends you rates, ask them to clarify who they are. Next time you get a fine from the state government, ask them to clarify who they are. And it isn't good enough that they just tell you, hey, I'm from the government. No, no, ask them to clarify who exactly they are. Ask them to produce the documents showing that they are affiliated with the government of the Commonwealth, because you need to clarify who you are dealing with simply for your own safety. I mean, of course, if you are being coerced into paying taxes to a private company, folks, then you yourself may possibly be guilty of sedition and treason against the Commonwealth. Tell them that you're very concerned that you may be in danger of breaking the law, and so you require them to produce documents in the form of affidavits that clearly show their affiliation with the government of the Commonwealth. And you may even wish to remind them that there is a 2-year mandatory prison term for anybody found to be impersonating a member of government. But of course, they wouldn't be doing that now, would they? Now, folks, the reason I've chosen to explain all of this to you in this manner today is due to the amount of emails that I get from people asking me to help them with legal issues. I get emails from people saying, Max, I've got a fine. Max, I've got this. Max, I've got that. And what I really see is people that have failed to do the studies themselves and are looking for an easy fix. And I mean no offense to anybody by saying that, but ultimately, if you're writing to me and you're asking for a template on how to free yourself from the system, then you're not going to be able to free yourself, because there is no template. The template is you. There is nothing that I can offer you, because I'm not able to offer you a template that you can use to help free yourself from the system unless you first have a clear understanding of who and what you are. Because if I were to do so, then you could well go out and get yourself in a great deal of trouble. And if you did know who and what you were, then you wouldn't be asking me for a template. It's really as simple as that. You see, I can't give you a template because I don't know what every response is going to be that you get. And you will get tested. As soon as you start challenging the system, they will test you to see how confident you are in yourself. And if you're not confident in yourself, then you're going to fail at what you're trying to do. And plus, there's the obvious that if I send someone a template, if I answer you and send you a letter on how to do it, and I get 200 of these letters in a month, then a month later I'm going to have another 200 letters of people saying, well, this is the response I got, now how do I respond? And I'm going to sit there doing people's legal work for them. And it's just not tenable, folks. I can't do that. I don't have the time to sit down and do people's legal work for them. And I'm not a lawyer. I don't really approach the legal system. I approach all of these issues in my own way. And I've explained to the audience many, many times how I simply stand in the power of my flesh and I ask the right questions. What I've shown you today is what you're dealing with and what sort of questions you can ask. And once you understand this, once you understand your own divine perfection, you understand that beneath God there is man and beneath man there is fiction, and that you are man, you are mankind, then it all becomes clear. But if you can't stand in that, then I can't help you. I can't do your spiritual work for you, and it is spiritual work. This understanding is a very, very spiritual understanding. The only way you can really deal with the legal system is from a spiritual perspective. You've got to know who and what you are. And you've got to not be scared of these people and be prepared to stand in the power of who you are and ask the right questions. This whole legal system, this whole government system is a corporate system, folks. Are you members of this corporation? Are you employees of this corporation? I had a friend say to me the other day, they explained it to me very well. They said, this is like as if your local McDonald's made a demand that you had to attend their store in order to vote on changes to their menu. And if you don't show up to vote in their menu changes, they're going to issue you with a fine. If that happened and McDonald's issued you with a fine for not showing up at their store and voting on their menu change, would you pay that fine? Of course you wouldn't. So when a corporation posing as government that isn't government, that simply has government in its name, issues you a fine for breaking one of their rules, why do you feel that you are obligated to pay it? You only feel that way because there are terrorists in blue uniform who go out and enforce corporate policy upon you. Police officers are policy enforcers. That's what they are. So if a police officer is there in the capacity of police officer and not police man, then he is there as a representative of a private company and an officer of that company. It's pretty simple when you think about it. And when you know this and you know these things about yourself, then suddenly the way to deal with this system becomes incredibly clear. Because ultimately, all you have to do is know who and what you are. And I've been saying this on the air for almost 5 years now. I've been attempting to show people or help people come to a realization about their own power, come to a realization of who and what they are. And it really is that simple, folks. That's all you have to do is know who you are, know what you are, know that you are divine under the Creator, whatever you perceive the Creator to be. That's all you need to know. That's the only ammunition you need to stand up against this system. And this doesn't mean you can go out and commit crimes, folks, because if you commit crimes, then there's injured parties in your actions, and if you commit crimes, you're in breach of natural law. But ultimately, there is only natural law. Statute law is fiction. It's legal fiction made up by corporations, and it does not apply to you unless you contract with these corporations. And when they attempt to enforce jurisdiction over you, you've got to be careful that you don't grant them that jurisdiction and agree that they have jurisdiction. That's the thing. And that's why I've presented the information that I have to you in the first half of this show today, because I just think it's important that people know this. I think it's really important that we start standing up against this system, folks. It's really important that people stop paying their money to these corporations, because if we don't stop paying these rates, and if we don't stop paying these council fees, if we don't stop paying these fines, and don't stop paying all of these fictional bills that the government throws at us, we're going to allow this country to be destroyed. We're going to see the country stripped bare, district by district, suburb by suburb, house by house, person by person. And I know that's what we're going to see, because that is what we are seeing already. All you have to do is look around you, folks. All you have to do is look at the state you're in now compared to what you were in 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. Like I said, have a look at the quality of the services now and have a look at what you're paying for these services and compare that to what it was like 20 years ago. you find the cost was a quarter and the quality was four times what it is today. And I think that there's something seriously wrong with that picture. And that trend is only going to continue until we wake up to what's going on here and we start standing up for our rights and standing up for ourselves and holding these public trustees accountable for their actions. And there'll be people out there that'll say, oh, they're not public trustees. Stop calling them trustees. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but when someone is elected to office and you expect them to do a job that they said they were going to do, that's a trust relationship. That's a trust agreement. Your relationship with anybody is a trust agreement. And I'm not talking about trust law. I'm talking about basic trust. We trust these people to be honest and to do what they say and to have our best interests at heart. And they simply do not do so, folks. So to me, this is breach of trust. And when you challenge these people by simply asking them the right questions and you hear them incriminate themselves and expose themselves and dance around the questions and run away from you as quick as they can, then it becomes apparent that these people know exactly what they are doing and they are all in breach of trust. It's a government of criminals, folks. It really is. These people know what they're doing. Local councils know they don't have any jurisdiction. They know that local government doesn't exist. It's just a title. Local government is just a title. It simply implies that it's government, but it isn't. It's a private company. And it's about time we woke up and stopped allowing ourselves to be taken advantage of, because if we don't take this matter in hand, folks, then we are allowing the perpetuation of a system which is milking the wealth of this planet and transferring it into private hands. And this will result in the enslavement of the entire human race, and this enslavement will last for generations to come. But now is the time that we can deal with it, because now is the time it's being put in place, and now is also the time that the workings of this corporate system have at last been laid bare. So now is the time that we can deal with it. It's the first time we've ever had the opportunity, folks, and if we don't deal with it now, it may well be the last time we have the opportunity. So it's time to make noise, folks. It's time to question things. And I guarantee, no matter what country you live in, look up your local council. See if you can find your local council's website. See if your local council has a business number. You're going to find it's a corporation. Check the Securities Exchange Commission in Washington. See if you can find the name of your country there, like we can for Australia. See if you can find your state there. Just do the homework for yourself, and there's a very, very high possibility that you're going to find this is true in all countries that have central banks. It's a corporate system, folks, and now is the time that we deal with it. But I think it's break time here, folks. Thank you for joining me on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I will speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So yes, it's all about personal empowerment. It really is. That's how to deal with this system, folks. You simply have to know who and what you are. That's the key to the whole thing. You know, if you simply realize that the people you're dealing with are just people just like you, they may have expensive suits, they may have paperwork in front of them, they may have fancy logos on their buildings, but ultimately they're just people. They just write rules down on pieces of paper and they trick us into going along with them. They trick us into supporting their corporation, but we're not members of their corporation. We're not shareholders of their corporations. We're not anything to do with their corporations. And if they say, well, yes, you are, because of your license or your birth certificate or any of the things, the agreements that you've signed with government, well, it should be noted that it's impossible for you to have a valid contract with government. It's absolutely impossible for any of the contracts you have with government to be valid, because there was never full disclosure in any of these contracts. In order for a contract to be valid, it needs to contain three things. It needs to have full disclosure and agreement of the parties. It needs to have certainty of terms, and it needs to have valuable consideration. If it doesn't have those three things, then it's not a valid contract. And there was never any full disclosure with anything the government ever told you. So there is no possible way for any person to ever have a valid contract with government. And any government contract that they've bound you to, or that they believe they've bound you to, that stems from the fact that you own a birth certificate, well, you were given this before you were old enough to even know what it was.
It's just something that was put in place when you were born. I would suggest that you didn't have any say in that, and so therefore it's not a valid contract, and so therefore any contract that you have been a party to from that point onwards that was entered into on the basis of you having a birth certificate is null and void. And besides, did the government ever tell you that it was a corporation? Did it ever inform you that it wasn't actually a government, that it was a private enterprise? No, of course it didn't. So therefore, you didn't even know you were entering into a contract with a corporation. So how can this contract be valid? How can anything the government does to you be valid? How can any of their laws be valid? They're a corporation. They don't have the ability to make laws. We never granted it to them. They just assumed that ability, and we allow them to do it because we never ask them to identify themselves. We just presume that they are government. Now, you might be someone who's out there listening to this, and you might think, well, this guy just seems to be having a problem with government. He just seems to want to come on here and create fuss and create trouble and bitch about the government and try to get people to undermine society, and he's going to rock the boat. He's going to upset things, and it's all going to fall apart. We're going to have civil unrest. We're going to have revolution. We're going to have all this violence in the streets and all these terrible things, and I'm not attempting to do any of that, folks. All I want to do is I want to see people take their power back. I want to help bring an end to the wanton destruction that we're seeing carried out on this planet. I want to bring an end to the contrived poverty that we're seeing on the planet, the dispossession of the people. I mean, you can sit there and ignore all the things that I've said if you want, or you can just go back to your little bubble, go back to your television reality, and sit there and just hope that the world is going to remain stable and that everything's going to be good and that whatever happens outside your door doesn't affect you. But eventually it's going to come and it's going to bite you. And by that time, you're not going to have any means to deal with the problem. What I see at the moment on planet Earth, however, is an opportunity for us to actually take the matter in hand, because this is the first time the workings of the system have been laid so bare. And we're also seeing a huge escalation in laws and rules and things that have been put in place and being foisted upon the people. And once you step back and realize that these rules are being foisted upon you by corporations, then you begin to see how insidious this is. You see, we don't have to live in a state of perpetual debt, folks. We could have an honest monetary system. We don't have to live in a manufactured state of scarcity, because our natural state is a state of abundance. And we could be living in that state still, but we have to take responsibility, because no one's going to bring it about but us. We can't sit there and think that our governments are actually going to lead us down the next path and that there is hope and that just around the corner, everything's going to be fine. The wars are going to go away, the bills are going to drop, and all the prices are going to go back to normal. Why do prices go up? Why do prices go up all the time, folks? They go up because of the compounding interest attached to debt, because of this money system. And it's done in such a way that prices are always, always going to climb. And the more they climb, the more the people are dispossessed, and all of the wealth is transferred into the hands of those who issue the currency. And that's what this is. It's a corporate system. We have governments which are essentially CEOs in different branches of the corporation, and the job of this corporation is to steal the wealth of the chattels within the corporation, and that's what you are, folks. You're chattels within this corporate system. You have to take your power back. You have to stand up and realize that we're not chattels. We are mankind. We created society, society created government, and government is supposed to be there to service the needs of society, not to steal from them. And it's been by changing it into a corporate system, right under the noses of the people, and not allowing the people to see it, that this theft has been carried out. I mean, it's always been a corporate system. That's the way it was put in place, but it was never really so obvious. They had to give you a bit of freedom for a while. They had to sort of make you think you were free so you would build the infrastructure for them that they needed in order to milk all the resources. And that's what they're doing. And the only people who can stop it is us. And we have, even within their legal system, we have the power to do it. Personally, I think the legal system is fiction. I think we can do a lot better. I think we should return to natural law. And if any paper-based law is going to exist at all, then it should be common law. But I think we should be returning to that sort of a system. Just natural law, folks. I mean, natural law works. It worked for thousands of years, and it works. You know, and if you live your life in a state of service to creation, then you don't break natural law anyway. And the reason people don't live their lives in service to creation is because they are so caught up in this fake money system. They're so caught up in a state of scarcity. They're so caught up measuring themselves up to all these fictional yardsticks. You know, human consciousness has been so brutalized that it does all of these things because it's trying to find itself, and it can't find itself because it's looking for itself externally to itself, because nobody has time to look within. Nobody has time to ever discover their own true perfection. No one has time to ever truly discover the art of their life because they are so caught up in a corporate treadmill. And it's a treadmill that they could step off anytime they want simply by realizing that it's there. That's the thing. People just don't realize that it's there. And that's what I'm attempting to do with this show. And that's what I've been attempting to do right since the very beginning, folks. Everything that I've done on these radio shows has been an attempt to empower humanity, because I believe that when humanity becomes empowered, we can take down this corporate system. We can change these corrupt governments. We can put an honest media back in place, so we're not getting fed rubbish and brainwashed by the news. We're actually getting real information. We can break down the barriers in our society. We can break down the barriers between countries. We can break down all of the barriers. We can stop all the wars. We can stop all the malfeasance. We can stop all the poverty, all the starvation, all the harvesting of whales. We can stop the whole thing. We can fix the situation in Gaza. We can just do all of these things, folks, once we become empowered. And the only way it's going to happen is when people discover their own perfection. And so that is what I have attempted to do. That's what I've been attempting to achieve with every radio show that I've done. And that's also what I've attempted to achieve with thecrowhouse.com. And I thank everybody who has supported the website over the years and all the people who go and visit the website. I'm sorry I haven't updated it much lately. I've been super busy. I've had so many things on here trying to prepare for the Full Circle project, and I've also got a lot of interviews on a lot of other stations in the last couple of weeks, and I've got more coming up next week. I haven't even posted most of them, so it's just been very, very difficult, folks. And look, I'd also like to put out a word right now to the literally hundreds of people who send me emails and messages on Facebook, and please, I love your messages and I appreciate your words so much, and I'm so sorry that I do not have time to answer everybody. I cannot keep on top of the emails, folks. It's a real onslaught sometimes. And even when I find one and I think I must answer this email, if I forget to flag it, then I can never find it again. It just gets buried in the pile and it can take me a very, very long time to relocate it. And please accept my apologies if I haven't answered your mail. I do appreciate all of your words, though, and thank you so much for all the kind thoughts that you send me. But essentially, folks, I think this is a very, very crucial time in history. I really think it is, and I'm not trying to be dramatic or anything, but I think we're heading for a bad situation. I mean, really, when you look at history, I mean, all you've got to do is look at history for the last 100 years. Look at the exponential curve attached to debt. Look at what the world was like 30 years ago and look at what it's like now, and imagine what it will be like in another 30 years when our kids are our age and when they have kids. I mean, by then, folks, it's going to be locked down into a complete control grid, and it's all happening on our watch. It's on our watch that this has all been put in place, and it's a corporate system, and all we have to do is realize that it's there. And I think that it's all opportunity, folks. Once you realize it's there, it becomes so simple to step away from it. And with what I provided you in the first half of the show, talking about the corporation and the corporate system that's in place here in Australia, all I'm doing is attempting to provide you with ammunition. I'm just suggesting that you ask questions to these people. When you get a fine from government, ask them to identify themselves and get them to show you in affidavit form their connection to the legitimate government of Australia, because I guarantee they cannot do it, folks. And once we have a large portion of the population asking these questions, once the government starts getting barrages of mail asking them to identify themselves, then we will see this groundswell. And we have to take the matter in hand. I'm not against government. I mean, I'd like to see a situation where we could all govern ourselves, but I can appreciate this will take a few generations possibly for us to get back to that state where we're able to, because we'll need to get all the toxins out of the air and out of the water and out of the food, and we'll need to take some very, very significant steps to get us back on track before we're even born aware enough to know how to self-govern. So I'm not that opposed to government in regard to the society that we've got. I think the society that we have needs some form of government. It needs something to manage its infrastructure. All I'm asking for is honesty and accountability in government, not a corporate system. Not a corporate system that's being used to rape the resources of the planet and dispossess the people of the nation. That's not government. That's a corporate system. That's not what we need. It doesn't help the country. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help anything. It doesn't help the globe. It doesn't help anything except an economic model run by private individuals. That's all it helps. All we're doing is transferring wealth into the hands of these people. You know, when you pay taxes, because Australia is a corporation, when you pay taxes, the money goes to the shareholders of the corporation. So who are the shareholders of the corporation known as the Commonwealth of Australia? Who are these people? Who are the owners? Who are you actually paying your money to when you pay your taxes? That's the question. You're not paying it to your country. You're actually paying it into private hands. People need to think about this. And that's why I want to address all of this, folks, because I want to see mankind free. I want you to be free. I want me to be free. I want my son to be free. I want everybody to be free. I do what I do because I cannot see the reason for there to be one single person on this planet in a state of scarcity due to supporting an economic model which is not real. It's just numbers on a screen. It's just a paper-based reality. It is not real. What is real is people. And the quality of life that these people have is directly related to the state of their environment, and all we are doing is destroying our environment in every single sector on this planet. Soil, water, trees, forest, air, land, everything, folks. It's all going down the corporate gurgler because we are not aware of what the system is. And I think if everyone just started asking questions, then things would become very different very quickly. You know, be polite. Don't attack people, but stand in your power and ask the right questions. Realize that the people you're dealing with are just people, and that their so-called laws are just corporate rules written on pieces of paper. And if they can't identify themselves as belonging to government, then why should you have to obey any of their rules if you are doing no harm in your life? If your life is being operated in service to creation, then it would appear that the only people who are actually doing harm would be the entity masquerading as government that is presuming to impose its rules upon you. You know, I think we can change everything if we simply change the way we think about things, folks. But again, it's all got to come from within. It's never going to work with anybody if they don't change their heart space first. And that's why I go back so often into talking about your own perfection. You've got to find this. You've got to see this perfection within yourself, because when you see that, you see how divine you are, and you can see it in others. And then all the barriers break down and you have strong community. That's all it takes to have strong community, folks, is to find the perfection in yourself. So it's all about changing your heart space. When you do this, when you find that perfection and you apply it to the world around you, then everything changes. And by applying it to the world around you, what I mean is you treat other people in Lakesh, treat them as yourself. Even when I'm dealing with counsellors and police officers, I treat them as if I'm talking to myself. I don't see them as anything different to me. I don't see them as anything superior to me. I don't see them as anything I have to fear. They're just another person. They're just another expression of divine consciousness. They're just another reflection of myself. So it doesn't matter. I mean, there's no point in me being abusive to these people. But if these people can't see their own perfection, then they may choose to try to do something like perhaps exercise a right of ownership over me because they believe in this corporate system. That's okay. If they want to do that, that's their perspective. But I'll simply ask the right questions to the right people and I'll disentangle myself from that system because that system isn't real. It's fiction. And if you ask the right questions, then it exposes itself as fiction. And that's all I'm suggesting that you do. I don't want people to go out and attack the system and get themselves in trouble. I simply want them to understand who and what they are and to stop allowing themselves to be stolen from the way they currently are. And everybody is, folks. Everybody who lives in Western society is being stolen from. There's no question of that. Anybody who's paying taxes on anything, anybody who's paying rates, anybody who's paying anything to government is being stolen from. As I said, folks, I think we have a real opportunity here for freedom if people choose to pay attention. stop being distracted with all of the stuff that's around you. All the Sandy Hook stuff, this is a huge distraction. I'm calling actors and this. I mean, I don't know. No one can prove that it was actors. No one can prove any children died. No one can prove any children didn't die. It's very, very difficult. I mean, I look at it and I think it's irrelevant. What's relevant is that the event was staged. And it was staged. Of course it was staged, because it's impossible for Adam Lanza to have gone and done all of that. It's impossible for Adam Lanza to have carried all that ammo in there. I mean, he'd have to be a super soldier. He really would, to go and do what he did, to release 100 rounds in that short space of time in a room with no earmuffs. How would you do that? You'd be dizzy. You'd be so disoriented by the end of it. There's also the interesting point that there's a death certificate which shows that Adam Lanza died the day before. So there's no question that the event was staged. The whole actors thing, the whole did the kids die, did the kids not die, were they sacrificed, is it a ritual, is it all, it's irrelevant, doesn't matter. What matters is how the event's being played. That's all you need to do. Look at the bigger picture. Just look at the bigger picture with all of this stuff, folks. And that's what I'm asking you to do with this corporate system, is look at the bigger picture. You know, rather than complaining about your taxes, look at the bigger picture. Rather than complaining about the wailing or the wars or the situation in Gaza or anything like that, look at the bigger picture. It's a corporate system. It's a corporate system that functions because the people of the world don't know that it's a corporate system. But if they ask the right questions, it will expose itself. And if you're a person who functions in that way and needs legal clarification on things, then by simply asking the right questions to the system and having the system expose itself for you, then you will become free. Then you may have a chance to discover your own perfection and discover who you are. And again, humankind, mankind, will have a chance to seize the opportunity that is being offered to us and to change the direction the ship of state is sailing in. I really believe we are a beautiful world. We are a beautiful species. Everywhere I've gone around the planet, I've met beautiful, beautiful people. Beautiful men, beautiful women, beautiful, beautiful people. And each one of these people has an incredible spark of life in their hearts and an incredible soul that you can see behind their eyes. And so many of them have been brutalized and repressed and reduced to a state of constant fear and constant worry and constant feelings of inadequacy and a yearning for something more. Because all of these people, even those who are not awake, even those who don't understand how reality works, know that there is something more. They're just not sure what it is or where to find it. But what they're looking for, folks, is themselves. They are looking for those parts of themselves that they have not yet discovered. And now we have a chance to discover them. And we now have the opportunity to have something more. But we have to seize the opportunity. And it all starts within. I mean, I talk about all the stuff that's happening to you externally, but every time I do, every show when I've presented these things that are happening all around the world, what I've attempted to do is to show you the answer, the solution to these problems. That's why I showed you the problem, because I want to help you realize that you hold the key to the solutions for all of these problems. You hold it within your heart, every single one of you. I really do feel that the world is about to change, folks. I think this is going to be the year that we see some really, really significant things happen. And I think it's important that people understand that change is something that we all do. It's something that we're all involved in. History happens as we participate in it. And the changes that we're going to see will come about because of the actions of people. And there are a lot of people who want positive change in the world, but they're just not participating. They're sitting back and they're waiting for it to change around them. And all I'm asking for is audience participation. That's really all I've ever been asking for. My main goal with all of the radio shows and all the films and everything that I've done has been the empowerment of mankind and a freeing of human consciousness. I really have attempted to help people see the beauty and the power that exists within themselves, because I think that's how we deal with it all, folks. I think the whole system would change in 3 seconds if we started to really appreciate our own divine perfection. And there's a lot of people who say they do, but they don't apply it to the world, so therefore they don't. Therefore they don't see it clearly enough to see the need to apply it to the world around them. Because if they really saw their own perfection, then they would clearly see that perfection in others. There would be no question of this. There would be no division. There would be no judgment towards others. There would be no need to compete with people. There would be no need to profit from people. There would be no desire to do so. If we really, really see our perfection, it makes us want to give, because we see the beauty in giving and we see the reward that giving holds for ourselves. You know, the way you improve your life is to improve the lives of those around you. I've been saying this for years, and that's how the barriers break down, and that's how the world changes. And that's what we've got here, folks. We've got a huge opportunity right before our eyes right now. We have an opportunity to participate in a history-making event, the time when human consciousness woke up to itself and stepped up to its responsibility and became free. That's what we have. And I think it's important that we notice this, and it's important that we choose to come into our power, because if we don't, if we just go back into apathy and we just go back to our bubble and we just allow the world to carry on the way it is, then we're going to wake up one day and we're going to find that we're not living in a world that we want to be in. Maybe we won't wake up. Maybe we'll just stay in our bubble. We'll die in our little TV world. But the people of the future will have the legacy that we have left behind due to our failure to act. And I think as responsible custodians of this planet, we need to act. That's why I do what I do, folks. I do what I do because I don't have a choice. This is just what I do. The only other choice I have is to let the world slide down the hole into corporate oblivion. And to me, that is not a choice. There is no alternative to what I do. I have to continue with the message, and I have to continue on this path because it's what I'm here to do. I believe it's what everybody is here to do. They're here to improve reality by their presence in it. They're here to make a difference. They're here to have the experience and to see what legacy they leave behind. But another part of this is that they are also here to be custodians of their own future and custodians of their children's future and custodians of the planet that we live upon. And I think we've strayed very much from that path. But now what we are seeing is a global awakening to the reality of this. And we're seeing a global need to step into our responsibility. And that's what real awakening is. I think it's just about the end of the show here, folks. I'm going to have to leave it there for now. Thank you very much for joining me today. It is a huge pleasure to be able to come on the air and speak to people the way I do. And thank you so much for the support that you've shown me. And thank you for taking the time to listen to these broadcasts. It means a lot to me that you all do so. And it really does mean a lot to me, the amount of mail that I get sent as well. So thank you very much for that. Thank you to anybody who's ever helped out with the website. It's very much appreciated. Thank you so much. It's the only thing that keeps it going. And I know times are hard for everybody, folks. They're hard for me. They're hard for everybody. So hang in there and we will get through this. But I have to leave it there for now, folks. I'm completely out of time. It's been a pleasure speaking to you again this week, and I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take care until then. In Lakesh, my friends. In Lakesh.